Morning Texas Tech. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, Single Awareness Day, call it what you will. It's the topic of today's show. I'm Josh Cook.
And I'm Julie Fisher. Coming up, a Texas Tech ROTC cadet invites Miss Texas to the military ball, and she accepts. We'll hear both sides of that story.
And I'm Marissa Trevino. Today is World Radio Day, which seeks to raise awareness about the importance of radio, facilitate access to information through radio, and enhance networking among broadcasters. Julie, are you drinking out of a red Solo cup this morning?
I'm drinking coffee out of a red Solo cup. You do what you have to do.
You do what you gotta do. Anyways, next we have Kira Powell with news.
Good morning, I'm Kiara Powell with a look at your KTXT news update. A man suspected of stealing a car from its owner's driveway was indicted yesterday. According to the Avalanche Journal, 22-year-old Cody McCarty took the car back in January while it was warming up in the owner's driveway. After stealing the car, McCarty later collided with a pickup truck and tried to take off on foot before being arrested by police. He was indicted on charges of possession of 1 to 4 grams of a controlled substance, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and failing to stop and render aid to an accident with injuries. If you're a poor college student, like most of us are, looking for a free meal and a way to connect with other students, the BSM has something for you. Every Thursday from 11:30 to 1 p.m., they provide students with a free lunch. You can get in on the grub by going to the BSM building behind Varsity at the corner of 13th and Avenue X. More information available online at techbsm.com. Here's Cutter Martin with a look at our weather.
Good morning, Texas Tech. It's another cold one out there with temperatures in the mid and upper 20s to start your day. Winds are making it feel even colder outside, more like the teens. Thankfully, there aren't very many clouds as that disturbance that produced snow yesterday has moved out of the region, leaving in its wake pretty dry conditions. This afternoon will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 50s, so not too cold of a day, but still chilly out there. Need a jacket or sweater. Could have even more cold weather for Friday and maybe another chance at flurries. More on that later, but for now, I'm Cutter Martin with your KTXT weather. Now back to Good Morning Texas Tech.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Welcome back, Red Raiders. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. Today, our theme is Valentine's Day.
Single Awareness Day for me. Thank you, Julie.
I don't want to make this sound really negative, because I like Valentine's Day sometimes, but I feel like a lot of people don't have good experiences on Valentine's Day.
I've never had a bad one.
You've never had a bad Valentine's Day?
No, I have broken up with someone on Valentine's Day.
That's so mean.
And that wasn't a bad experience for you?
Well, not for me. I was fine.
Oh, see,
she was the one that did the breaking up. Oh, okay. So the guy was devastated, but...
He's probably listening right now.
No.
Sharpening his knives.
No, he goes to A&M, and that's why we just weren't going to work out.
Okay. Well, we decided it would be entertaining to go around and talk to our fellow students about some of their worst Valentine's Day experiences.
One time, it was my freshman year in high school, and I went up to my boyfriend of the time and told him it wasn't working in front of everybody that he was eating with at the lunch table, and he started crying, and then in the next class period, I got a carnation that he had bought 2 days before.
When I was in third grade, I gave my third grade teacher a love note, and then his wife found it, and then she came to the school and had a very stern talking to with me because she didn't know a third grader could be that sensual.
On Valentine's Day, I went to Walmart and was hitting balloons around and accidentally knocked the guy in the head, and I felt better because I didn't have a Valentine. It made me really happy.
My most awkward Valentine's Day moment would have to be when I was 12 years old. We had our first Valentine's Day dance. I was super excited because I got asked by a guy that I thought I liked, and we're all having a good time at the dance, and about an hour into it, slow dance came on. Instead of having the guts to go up and slow dance with him, I actually ran away and hid in the bathroom until the dance was over because I was too nervous to actually slow dance with him.
My most awkward Valentine's Day moment was my junior year in high school. We all had to exchange gifts, and we all had to stand in front of each other. All the dudes and the girls had to stand in front of each other and exchange gifts. And I was I exchanged gift with my girlfriend, and when she gave me her gift, there was a girl standing directly behind me and snatched the gift out of my hand and threw it on the floor and crushed it and then caused a commotion and then, like, gave me her gift. And my girlfriend got mad and they began to argue, and I just, you know, smoothly walked out.
Good, thank you. That was okay, smoothly walked out.
Oh, I don't know about you listeners, but we were giggling up the whole listening to that.
Those are some of the best stories because you delve so far back into people's history.
I feel bad. I mean, I can sympathize with the hiding in the bathroom for the dance. I've done that once, Kiara. But that was because I was asked to dance and I did not want to dance and I didn't know how to politely say no thank you.
So you turned around and ran?
I didn't run so much as just said, "Oh, can you excuse me?" and never came back. Like, I just...
And y'all gave me whatever for breaking up with someone on Valentine's Day. At least I didn't run away from him.
I feel bad for the girl that broke up with her boy. It was the first one where she broke up with her boyfriend at lunch, and then she gets a carnation. I mean, that's just...
I would feel, like,
awkward.
That's kind of... I don't know.
What's been your worst Valentine's Day experience?
Honestly, getting ready for the show and everything, I was trying to think about what my worst Valentine's Day experience was, and I don't really remember a bad one. I mean, there was ones where you spent it by yourself or you didn't have a significant other to spend it with.
For the last 3 years, so thank you. But, okay, keep going.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't. I've spent Valentine's Days alone before, and I think it's different for a guy.
Did you listen to Love Hurts and dance around in your living room?
Yes, I cried and watched Twilight or The Notebook.
No, that makes me feel better.
Ate a whole bowl of ice cream. You know,
I have a miserable one. Me and my ex boyfriend were on break, and he brought me and my best friend flowers and chocolate, and took both of us out to go eat. And took us both out to go play pool.
Was he trying to ask your best friend out?
I don't
but
know.
But not have you be upset about it?
I don't know. That's why I don't talk to him anymore.
That's just really awkward. Yeah. Do you like my best friend and me? Because that's not where you're going to draw the line. Or, Josh, what are your thoughts on that? Would you ever do that? Would you ever take out your ex-girlfriend and her best friend on Valentine's Day at the same time?
Not unless I wanted a death wish. I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem... I think there are other motives there besides...
it's also the first time and the last time I've ever gotten flowers.
Oh, wow. You've never bought them for yourself?
No.
And that's not sad. Okay?
Yes, it is.
I want everyone to quit saying that because I've done that for myself. It makes me feel better to see something pretty... That's not.
Look in the mirror, Kiara.
Oh, thanks.
Here's the thing,
Julie,
about
I'm going to get you flowers tomorrow. I think you need some sunshine in your day.
Here's the thing about Valentine's Day, and I think this is from a guy's perspective. For us, it's just another day where we have to go spend $50 on flowers. You know, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't.
You don't have to buy.
Where do guys get their Valentine's Day? Where do they get their Valentine's Day? Because guys are not the main target audience for Valentine's Day.
Guys, girls, let us know. Tweet us on Twitter and let us know what you think and what you would want. And guys, what do you get on the cheap? Because I've gotten cheap gifts before and they're so cute. Like, if you make cookies for a girl, that's just pretty adorable.
That is sweet.
It's really adorable. Unless your mom helps you and it's like a two...
Your mom helps you, you are pathetic. How old are you? I think not. And we are not in kindergarten anymore.
If my boyfriend's mom Valentine's, helped him make cookies and then they mailed it to me, I'd be like, are you?
Do I send Valentine's to my mom? I used to get her an orchid.
That's really sweet. Aww. Those are really pretty flowers.
They are. And they're super expensive and she always killed them. I don't understand.
I can't keep anything alive, so... I can feel her pain.
not relationships. Is that why your Valentine's Day?
Wow.
Ouch. I meant like a bamboo plant that you don't even have to water. I can't keep that alive.
In the water. It's okay.
My life is a joke right now.
It's okay.
Now.
The worst, this was kind of a Valentine's, kind of not, is the one date that I went on. And I thought it went really well. But then I never heard from him again. And 3 months later, he was engaged. So...
That was kind of uncomfortable.
That always, you know, that's always interesting. After you break up with somebody or they break up with you, and then like 4 months later they're engaged to someone else, and you're like, that's interesting on the timing. Yeah. All right.
You weren't dating them when you went on that.
No, weren't seeing them while you were seeing me, right?
If y'all have a hilarious Valentine's Day story, please let us know on our Facebook or on Twitter at TheRaider881. We want to hear about it. We want to laugh with you, not at you. So hit us up, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
This is Bianca Yarbrough of KTXT bringing you a report on last week's SGA meeting. Former SGA Senator Stuart Williams spoke in front of the Student Senate this past Thursday.
I'm troubled by things that have been occurring in the past few meetings. I don't know where the Senate has been. I know that the heavy lifting has been coming from the executive branch. No, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about academics. We're not going to talk about infrastructure. We're not going to talk about the fact that we have nowhere to put freshmen in the fall. We have to keep building and building and building. We're just going to plow ahead and do nothing. And that's fine. Not have people in the Senate who put themselves on the ballot, but they don't qualify.
During last week's meeting, SGA passed resolutions recommending the construction of a shared-use path between the Engineering Quay and Murray Hall, preserving Urbanowski Park, and stating the sentiments of the body regarding the NASA Day of Remembrance for 2013. From KTXT, this is Bianca Yarbrough.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Rose wouldn't have had to let go if she'd only listened to KTXT's winter weather alerts with up-to-date emergency weather conditions on the air, Twitter, and Facebook. KTXT Weather will never let you go.
The first annual Texas Tech Abathon is coming up February 22nd and 23rd, hosted by the College of Media and Communication and the Whitaker College of Engineering. The first annual Texas Tech Appathon will challenge students to create the perfect app for the popular on-campus game, Humans vs. Zombies. Visit ttuappathon.com to register now.
Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech. Josh Cook alongside Marissa Trevino, Kiera Powell across the way, Derek Ginter in the control room DJing for us today. I guess these are his favorite picks for the day.
And we have a special guest here, Luke Guffey. Luke, do you want to tell everybody hello?
Hello.
Luke Guffey is an Army ROTC cadet at Texas Tech University. He's a sophomore here at Tech. He is the guy that created a spoof of the Old Spice commercial and asked Miss Texas to accompany him to the military ball. And, hey, she said yes. So, not a bad deal there.
And we've got a clip of that. DG, will you play it?
When Luke Guffey, Texas Tech University ROTC student, found out that he needed a date to the military ball, he decided to shoot for the stars. The cadet sent a personalized invitation to Miss Texas, Old Spice style.
Hello, Miss Texas. My name is Luke Guffey. Look at yourself. Now look at me. Now back at yourself. Now back to me.
Danae Couch, the current Miss Texas, is also a finalist for this year's Miss America pageant and a Tech law student.
Sadly, you aren't me, but you could be with me this Saturday at the military ball.
The video hit the web, and it wasn't long until a friend started tagging her in the video.
Look down. Now look up. You're dancing with a handsome gentleman.
She decided to make the trip from Dallas and accompany Guffey to the ball, which was hosted last month at the Overton Hotel. From Good Morning Texas Tech, I'm Bianca Yarbrough.
And that's a little bit of the audio from the video itself. I guess, Luke, tell us what went into the idea. How did you come up with it? Did someone put you up to the video, or how'd that all come about?
It was a little of each, actually. So it started out on, it was like 2 days before
and we were at Canyon Lake. It was me, mm-hmm. another cadet, and one of our cadre leaders. And, you know, we're running around, and the cadre leader, Captain Carlson, he comes up to me and he says, "Hey, Guffey, do you have a date to the military ball yet?" And I said, "No, sir." And he goes, "You know who you should ask? You should ask Miss Texas, you know." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I heard she's a law student here," just kind of jokingly. And then as soon as we all started running around, it was me and my best friend, really. He's another cadet here, too, and we're running. And he pushes me towards everything. He's like, "You know what? Let's do it. Let's do something. Like, let's ask her." Like, and so I was like, "Okay, well, what should we do?" And he's like, "I have no idea." And I was like, "Well, I remember a couple of years ago, a mm-hmm. Marine asked Mila Kunis through a video, and I just thought, I was like, hey, let's do that." And then so then we got a bunch of other cadets together, and we decided we're gonna do a spoof off the Old Spice video, and just shot it that day. And it took us like 4 hours to make.
Did you ever think that she was going to say yes? Did you think that she was going to respond at all?
I didn't think she was going to say yes. Part of me really hoped she would. Like, the whole time I'm sitting there, it's funny because everyone's like, "Is she going to say yes?" I was like, "I don't know, I hope." But I had no idea.
And for all of you listeners right now, I'm sorry, but Luke is blushing.
No, I'm not.
How did the date go?
It was actually a lot of fun. I danced for the first time. Cut the rug, yeah.
So when you found out that you were going to be taking Miss Texas to the ball, you didn't go get dance lessons?
I tried having my friends teach me, and every night for the whole week, because we asked a week before it happened. So mm-hmm. every night, a week before the ball, I went over to my friend's house, and they tried to teach me to dance. And every night it started out about 5 minutes of dancing, and then we just started watching TV, and because I can't dance.
This reminds me a lot of Switch. Was it similar to that, in where they just showed you the couple of steps? You stay here, side
you
by
stay
side.
Here, just
oh, you're
take
thinking
a step,
of Hitch. Snap.
Hitch. Oh, Hitch. Yes. I'm sorry.
Kinda. Yeah. They tried teaching me two-stepping. I'm very bad at that.
Oh, but two-stepping doesn't go with the ball.
No.
No.
Well, maybe in Lubbock, Texas, maybe.
Yeah.
What is the military ball for folks that don't know? Is it just a chance for all the cadets and everybody to get together, or tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a tradition that we do every year. Every real military unit does it. It's something you do either before deployment, after deployment, stuff like that. It's for everyone to get together, have a good time. You don't have to worry about, you know, being so uptight around mm-hmm. all your superiors and stuff like that. It's really just a time to relax and just, you know, have a great time with everyone.
Right. And with Miss Texas, do you still talk to her?
I spoke to her once over Twitter, and that was to tell her about this. But yeah, I mean, she's a busy gal.
She's a busy gal.
Yeah, so.
And for all of you listeners just tuning in, we have Luke Guffey, the cadet who asked Miss Texas to the military ball, and Miss Texas will be with us next segment. So, Luke, if you want to hang around and see what she has to say about the military ball, you are totally welcome to do that.
Yeah.
I guess when it came down to the idea of what video y'all were going to spoof and everything like that, how did it come to doing the Old Spice commercial the way y'all did it? Where did that idea come up?
So we have a friend, this guy, Jonathan Kleiner. He's another cadet, and he had made a video. It was a promotional video for something he did a few years before, and they also did a spoof on it. And we saw that video, and we thought it was hysterical the way he did it, where he had the camera and he would point down to his feet and then he'd bring it back up. And so we just decided to have him be our camera guy, and he'd edit it on his computer. And so, that's pretty much how it happened.
That's really cute, though. I would be so flattered. Did you do anything special for that night? Did you get her flowers or anything?
Yes, I got her a bouquet of roses, and it was actually a friend helped me get the roses. I would have gotten them anyway. I would have bought them, but it was nice that a friend of mine actually bought the roses for me to give to her. So there was that. And then, after the military ball, we had a limo, but she couldn't go on it.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
Yeah, her manager said no.
Has all this attention led to any more dates for Valentine's Day, maybe?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not going to ask a girl that way? You can ask another girl.
I was...
Use the same video, chop the name.
Yeah, edit it out. Everyone was joking. They said you should just send the video to next year's Miss Texas.
Next year, just make it a generic one that you use every year.
I couldn't do that though.
On YouTube, I mean, the most recent count is over 6,000 views on this video. It Are you surprised at how it took off or how much attention it did gain?
I'm actually a little surprised. I honestly didn't plan for it to have that many views at all. All we knew was the guy, Captain Carlson, who suggested I ask her in the first place, we knew he was in law school, and so we knew he was going to post it on like their Facebook page, and so we didn't expect it to get like that many hits on YouTube. I think the really surprising thing is the comments you see on YouTube videos. Someone called me a racist.
Wow. Aww,
yes. That's okay. A little rude.
I know. I'm not racist.
Well,
I respond to that.
Well, whoever said that, that is rude, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Give him a break. Just needed a date. Anyways, if you're just tuning in, we have Luke Guffey in the studios, and you're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. Thank you again so much, Luke. And on the next segment, we will have Miss Texas in on her opinions on the date.
All right.
With your KTXT sports update, I'm Alana Kiker. Lady Raiders were put down by the number one team in the Big 12 and the country, Baylor 89-47. Despite the loss, the team held Brittany Griner to only 10 points. Coming off the loss, Lady Raiders will be playing Texas on Sunday, hoping to make a comeback in front of a home crowd where they will be honoring the 1993 national championship team. Red Raider basketball plays tonight in the United Spirit Arena against the number 17 team in the country, Oklahoma State. Coming back from their fourth straight loss on Saturday against the Bears, the team is looking forward to home court and continuing to get better, which is a process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our numbers are sparse right now, and we're just, it's just a situation where you hate to feel like you're giving excuses, and you just want to be real and you want to be honest, and it's just a situation where we're inexperienced, we're young, which, I'm sure a lot of teams in the country are going through that, and you're going to take your lumps, and you're not going to take your lumps forever, but while you're going through this process, you just have to stand up and take it like a man. And understand that it won't always be this way, but today it is that way. And you got to keep your kids motivated. You got to keep them with a great attitude.
Red Raiders and Cowboys are set for a 6 p.m. first tip. The game can be seen on ESPNU. And you can follow us on Twitter at TheRaider881 for live updates. The women's golf team came in third place in their tournament on Wednesday in Puerto Rico. This was their best showing in the last 4 years in the Lady Puerto Rico Classic, last year making it to only seventh place. Kim Kaufman, the top-ranked player in the nation, led the Lady Raiders with a second-place finish, shooting a 69 on the final day, making the only sub-70 score in the field of 84 in Puerto Rico. The Lady Raiders return to the green in less than 2 weeks for the Westbrook Spring Invitational in Arizona. I'm Alana Kiker, and this has been your KTXT Sports Update. Now back to Good Morning Texas Tech.
Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech. Josh Cook alongside Julie Fisher, Marissa Trevino, Kira Powell, Derek Ginter across the way, continuing here with Luke Guffey in the studio. We are now joined on the phone by Miss Texas, a third-year law student here at Texas Tech, Danae Couch. Good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing well. We got Mr. Guffey in here who went on YouTube to ask you out to the military ball. I guess give us what was your first reaction when you saw the video and what you thought?
Well, I actually, turns out, saw the video like right after it went on YouTube, and I had it tagged on Facebook that I should look at it. So I immediately went on YouTube to look at the video, and I was really impressed. I mean, it was a really high-quality video, and obviously Luke was really funny in it, and I was just really taken aback that anyone would take the time, much less the energy, to put something like that on YouTube to ask me to a function.
So you can say easily that you were flattered by it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone wants to be recognized and asked in, like, some grand way, and that was probably as grand as you could possibly be asked to something.
Now, how did you actually stumble upon it? How did you find it?
I was on Facebook late Sunday night the week before the function, and I had actually had some of my law school friends post it on Facebook, like, someone needs to see this, and they tagged me in it. And so I had a notification on my Facebook and went and checked it out and was like, Invitation to Miss Texas. Well, that sounds like something I need to watch. And then I watched the video, and the rest is history.
Well, that is sure sweet. It was just an automatic yes for you, no question about it?
Well, there was a few hoops that I had to jump through because I have to approve everything through the Miss Texas organization. So I called my business manager like the next morning to tell her about the video and see what we could do to make it happen. And we were coming out to West Texas that weekend, so we decided to go ahead and make the trip to Lubbock so we could go.
And that was actually Luke's birthday, and he already said that he had the best birthday ever.
That is awesome.
I know. That's a pretty awesome way to spend a birthday. I mean, I was just happy to be a part of it.
Danae, Julie Fisher here. What was the dance like? Did you have fun? Was it too long? Was it too short?
Oh, no. I had a lot of fun. That was my first military ball, and I have to say, I don't know if it was just because I kind of caused a stir or because they're just nice people. I think it's probably more that they're just really great people. But they were so welcoming and so hospitable, and all of the guys were so nice and respectful, and a lot of them can really dance, which I was impressed with. And General Huffman was the speaker, who I know through the law school, and it was just a really, really great event. I was so happy to be able to go.
I'm sorry, go ahead. This is Kiera. What would you say of Luke's dancing skills? We heard a little bit about that in the last segment.
Well, Luke and I were, I mean, we danced a little bit because, I mean, of course it's a dance and you have to, but I think both of us, like, at times were kind of like, we're not quite sure how to do this dance, but he was a really good dancer. I mean, he had kind of joked with me before that he needed to learn how to Texas two-step for me, but I think he has all of his moves down. I don't think I have anything to teach him.
And let's clarify that Luke did try and learn how to two-step
beforehand.
The week before. He did
And we did fine. I mean, I don't know if we'll win any like two-stepping competitions, but I think we held our own for sure.
Well, that's good. What'd you think about the flowers that he got you?
Oh my gosh, that was such a sweet touch. I had decided to give him a little like present just because I knew it was his birthday. So I thought I was going to be surprising him, but he surprised me, and that was so nice. And I went back to my apartment and put them up, and it's been a nice reminder of a fun day.
Now, Danae, you are a third-year law student here at Texas Tech. What's it like balancing doing law school and now the Miss Texas festivities that you have to go through throughout the year?
Well, you know, it would be difficult, but actually, I had to take a year off in order to fulfill my duties to Miss Texas. So I haven't been in Lubbock in law school for a long time. So now gearing up to go back, it's kind of strange to, like, finish up my obligations to Miss Texas and then also try to think of getting back into school mode so I can be successful on my return.
Oh, so are you in a bittersweet that you have to leave Miss Texas but come back to law school?
You know, it sort of is bittersweet because it's been so fun. I mean, I have until the summer before I officially pass on the crown to the next girl, but, you know, in a way, I'm excited to get back to a routine and to finish up because I only have one more year of school left, so it'll be really nice to be able to finish and then go on into the real world. So it's a little bittersweet, but I'm excited about what the future holds.
So, Danae, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You know, surprisingly enough, I'm actually going to Waco and to Temple to spend Valentine's Day with some veterans that are in the VA hospitals in both of those towns.
That is awesome. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Figured they needed a little bit of love.
I agree. Everybody needs a little bit of love.
That's an awesome thing for you to do.
Yeah, it is. I'm like tearing up a little bit.
Yeah, like,
I got some Valentine's Day cards from the store to give out because I was like, those were my favorite when I was a little kid. And I was like, that'll be so great.
Candy attached and all.
Here's a SpongeBob card.
I know. I think they're like Barbie Valentine's Day cards.
That is awesome. I bet they will keep those for a long time.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, Luke just chimed in and said that they would like those a lot.
Yeah. Oh, well, good.
Valentine's Day is our theme for this show. And I was going to ask you, what is your worst Valentine's Day experience? We all shared in the first part of today's show.
Oh, gosh. Worst Valentine's Day experience. You know, I don't know if I've had, like, a really bad Valentine's Day experience. Last year on Valentine's Day, this wasn't necessarily bad, but it wasn't very romantic. I was judging a first-year mock trial competition. So that's not really what you think of for, like, a Valentine's Day. But I don't go on too many Valentine's Day dates, so I guess that's kind of how I avoid having really bad Valentine's Day experiences.
Good call. I think that is wise.
A good game plan right there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, besides, restaurants are too crowded then anyway.
Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are on the phone with Miss Texas Danae Couch, talking to her about her date with
Luke Guffey.
There
you go.
I was going to say Cadet Luke Guffey. Thank you for joining us and taking the time to talk to us and taking the time to go do some service work on Valentine's Day. That's awesome.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
You take care.
Bye.
We'll be back here in a couple of minutes. Fight, you and I collide.
I'm Kira Powell with your KTXT News Update. A man suspected of stealing a car from its owner's driveway was indicted yesterday. According to the Avalanche Journal, 22-year-old Cody McCarty took the car back in January while it was warming up in the owner's driveway. After stealing the car, McCarty later collided with a pickup truck and tried to take off on foot before being arrested by police. He was indicted on charges of possession of 1 to 4 grams of a controlled substance, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and failing to stop and render aid to an accident with injuries. The REC is offering a way to get active and get involved on campus this semester with intramural softball. The spring season begins February 28th and signups start February 19th. You can sign up in the intramural office of the REC, room 203. If you don't have a team yet, don't worry. Attend the free agent meeting on the 19th at 7 o'clock in room 206 of the REC. Here's Cutter Martin with our weather update.
Good morning. Currently starting the day with temperatures in the mid-20s. Pretty cold out there, and winds are making it feel even colder, so make sure you bundle up as you head out the door. Thankfully, it is a dry morning out there. No snow or rain this morning, and this afternoon will be dry as well as temperatures warm pretty quickly into the mid and upper 50s. Should be around the 50-degree mark at lunchtime and approaching the upper 50s between 3 and 5 p.m., so a pretty comfortable day out there, though still may need a sweater. Could have colder conditions later this week and into the early part of this weekend, but for now, I'm Cutter Martin with your KTXT weather. Now back to Good Morning Texas Tech. Love hurts, love scars, love
wounds, and more. Welcome back, Love Struck Red Raiders. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. We're here with Narissa Carter. She is the Associate Professor of Communication Studies, and we want to talk to you about some of the thought processes behind Valentine's Day.
And they include dating, attraction, flirting, relationship maintenance, and other things related to Valentine's Day, which is in... To I guess guys and girls, I think it's different for guys and girls when it comes to Valentine's Day on how they view it, because women on Valentine's Day when they're single, they're like, oh, it's a terrible day, and guys are just kind of like, oh, it's another day in February, so okay, here we go. But I mean, what are your thoughts on Valentine's Day?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it's a lot more important for girls than it is for guys. Women put a lot more emphasis on the day, and guys, just like you said, really, you know, it's just another day.
When you talk about relationship maintenance, we always hear that, you know, there's these relationships where getting up to Valentine's Day is kind of a rough spot, because you don't, to me, sometimes it's kind of interesting on what to get the person, because everyone's the flowers and the chocolate and it's the same kind of thing. But, you know, what do you think when it comes to, I guess, this your profession, when it comes to relationship maintenance, how does that work when it leading up to Valentine's Day?
Oh, absolutely. I think the best gifts that you can get for somebody is their experiences. Like if you buy a concert tickets, or if you go to something where you can both paint together or learn a new activity, it's much more rewarding. It's much more memorable. People often talk about, do you remember that time when we went rollerblading and we did this? They remember those types of experiences rather than, oh, I remember when you bought me flowers, unless you do it in a very unique way. So if you bought, you know, your girlfriend a dozen roses, but then you gave it to her every hour on the hour, or you gave it
that
to
would
her,
be adorable.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Goodness. Something different in a novel way.
Well, and speaking about experiences and how you'll probably remember some Valentine's Day experiences for the rest of your life, we've kind of put together a montage of movie clips from love movies, some of the most emotional scenes we could find. So DG, go ahead and give that to us.
You could have thought to yourself, you know, you could have said, I think I'm going to get Brooke some flowers.
You said on our very first date that you don't like flowers, that they're a waste of money.
Every girl likes flowers, Gary.
Like how you pretend to love me, but really you're just using me to fill some need you have to be a good guy.
Now it's not the time to talk about this. We'll talk about this later.
Walk away? That's all I get?
Calm down.
What? You're not going to yell at me, call me names, or I don't know, ignore me in an elevator?
What do you want from me, Ask?
I want you to care.
I'm not the one that wanted that break, okay? You're the one that failed on us. You're the one that ran the moment things got just a little rough. That's what?
That is neither here nor there.
Okay, well, here we are. Now we're in a tough spot again, Rach. What do you want to do? How do you want to handle it, huh? Do you want to fight for us, or do you want to bail?
Boy, do I have news.
So do I. I didn't want to say anything until we were all together, but Harry and I made up, and he asked me to marry him.
Oh, my God! Congratulations!
Sweetie, that's great.
Look at that ring!
So, Gary, what was your news?
Oh, Berger broke up with me on a Post-it.
I'm really mad at you for what you did. But I'm mad at myself, too. Because I should not have jumped out of that car. I should have fought for you. Because you fight for your soulmates.
I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. You have like a 2-second rebound rate and you're back doing the next thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you.
Maybe you knew early on that your track was from point A to B. But unlike you, I was not given them at the birth. That is until we, that's you and I, got together. And suddenly I was dated. Can't you take some comfort in that? You turned out to be all I was looking for. That missing piece in the big puzzle.
You complete me. No, just head.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Oh, there is so much emotions in here right now. Anyway, obviously, those were some of the things that stuck out in our minds when we thought about breakups and Valentine's Day. And
some of the best and worst moments ever.
Mostly worst.
Worst.
And why is that? Why do you think that Valentine's Day really kind of sticks out in people's minds as a dreaded holiday?
Because there's so much emphasis from Hallmark and commercials and movies that really emphasize the day. And so it makes it worse for everyone else who's single or is going through a breakup. Mm-hmm. So definitely, yeah.
It seems to me that over the last few years, the last 5 to maybe 10 years, that Valentine's Day has really become this corporate kind of deal. Because used to, yeah, I mean, they put out the flowers and the chocolate, but now it's this thing where in the beginning of January, right after Christmas is over, they're starting to roll out the teddy bears and the chocolate and everything. I mean, has it just become another opportunity for businesses just to make a dime on Valentine's Day?
I think so, absolutely. And they started doing Sweetest Day in October, too, just to try to do that. Did you hear about that?
No. I did not hear about that. What?
So it's kind of like Valentine's Day, but it's another opportunity to tell your honey how sweet they are. And so,
no.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to celebrate the
Halloween.
Sweetest moments they've ever done? Like, I don't understand. What's the
people
purpose of
people are really silly.
It's just another Valentine's Day, but not as emphasized.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. I can't wait to look forward to also not having anything to do on that day.
If you have any thoughts on Valentine's Day, on dating on Valentine's Day, tweet us at TheRaider881 or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRaider881, or use the hashtag TheRaider. Heading into Valentine's Day, when you're dating someone, do you believe there's more pressure on maybe the relationship at that point because it's coming up to kind of a big day.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's in a relationship and then Valentine's Day comes around, the other person is expecting a present, absolutely. And so they're just, especially I think for females more so. And I think that it's very telling where the relationship is going because how much, I think girls put a lot of emphasis on the emotions on that day, like, oh, he gave me this heart, he told me how much he loved me. But men, I think, put more emphasis on the actual content, like, she bought me a watch or she mm-hmm. got me this and so forth.
Well, and I would tend to agree that I'm very much more put thought behind it. I don't care mm-hmm. how much money you spend on me. If you take me out to the park and tell me how much you love me, that's just as adorable as taking me to Chili's. I'd rather go to the park than have to wait in line at Chili's.
You are a really easy date.
I know.
Chili's sounds pretty good to me. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Narissa. We've been talking to Narissa Carter, the Associate Professor of Communication Studies at Texas Tech. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we have some more questions for you. So we'll be back here in just a second.
You're listening to KTXT 88.1, The Raider, your student radio station, bringing you all the hot new music you want to hear. We have new songs like All That I See by The Alternate Routes.
All I can see is you. All I can see is the days I can't get over. She is the nights that I call home endlessly.
Endlessly by Green River Ordnance.
You I'll always wait. Caught in the waves of hesitation, lost in the sea of my own doubt. And never let
Main Street by Deer Tick.
Oh, but Main Street seems so long.
And 20 Miles by Deer Tick. This is your station. If there's a song you want to add to the playlist, let us know on our website at www.ktxtfm.org.
Just rolling through the streets of Lubbock, keeping us safe, and listening to KTXT, The Raider 88.1. I've never listened to anything else, and I'll never have to.
First annual Texas Tech Abathon is coming up February 22nd and 23rd, hosted by the College of Media and Communication and the Whitaker College of Engineering. The first annual Texas Tech Abathon will challenge students to create the perfect app for the popular on-campus game, Humans vs. Zombies. Visit ttuabathon.com to register now.
Ride together, Red Raiders. This is Coach Cliff Kingsbury, and you are listening to your student radio station, KTXT, The Raider 88.1.
One, two, three.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door?
Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech, everyone. Joshua Cook alongside Julie Fisher, Marissa Trevino, Kira Powell, and Derek Ginter across the way. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. You can contact us on Twitter at TheRaider881 or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRaider881, or use the hashtag TheRaider. Valentine's is the theme for today's show because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, Singles Awareness Day. And actually, that's a good question. I wonder what Cliff Kingsbury's doing for Valentine's Day tomorrow.
I know a couple of girls who would not mind going out on
there
a date tomorrow.
There is one certain girl named Marissa Trevino.
For sure.
We already have plans. He's already gotten me flowers.
Y'all
are just late. Anyway.
Can that be considered as lies against the state?
Let's not bring that up now.
We've gotten some listener feedback off of Facebook. Allie says, I don't know about tech, but LCU is going to be a scary place tomorrow for single people, couples everywhere. It's madness, I tell you.
I'm just not going to class.
I feel like
tomorrow.
That every day, Allie. Don't worry. You worry, buddy.
I am literally waiting tomorrow to walk up to the building and some girl's going to walk out with this huge teddy bear. And I'm just going to be like, really? What do you do with that? Like
just knock it out of her hand and then kick it.
No, I don't want to kick it. It'd break my foot.
I'm worried about spontaneous proposals across campus because I really do not want to see that many hearts broken.
I would cry if someone just got engaged right in front of me. I would start crying and be like, why am I going to be single for the rest of my life?
I thought you and Cliff had something like that.
No, that's not real. That's just fun.
A lie you tell yourself.
We're still here with Nerissa Carter, the Associate Professor of Communication Studies at Texas Tech. She's talking with us about some of the, I guess, hyped up ideas behind Valentine's Day, some of both sides of why it's so important for each sex. Tell us why.
I have a question for you concerning Josh. Josh has been in a relationship with his fiance for a little while now. How long?
It'll be 3 years in March.
3 years. How can he do something that will surprise her, shock her, because he does not have plans yet?
And she lives in Dallas, just by the way. So it's a long distance type thing.
Absolutely.
I'll take notes here. Hold on.
Absolutely. I mean, novelty is the key. You kind of have to, because you know her for so long. I mean, you've known her for 3 years. You kind of know what she likes and what she doesn't like. So how do y'all communicate now? Through Skype then?
It's through, you know, Facebook and just phone calls and text messages and Skype every once in a while. So it'll probably be Skype tomorrow night. So because it's kind of an interesting setup because the funny thing is, I always say I'm going to get her something for Valentine's Day. Well, my birthday is on Friday. So literally, it's an hour and a half after Valentine's Day. It turns to my birthday. So it's kind of interesting. We always talk about it. She's like, well, I don't want you to buy me anything because I don't want you spending money right before your birthday. But at the same time, I'm sitting there going, well, I want to buy you something because I feel like if I don't, then because she always says, well, you don't need to give me anything. But that's a trap. Mm-hmm. I know it's a trap.
That's a trap.
And absolutely. Josh's girlfriend, I've met her, and she's very down to earth. She's very smart. She knows what she wants out of life. And she may be saying that, Josh.
Maybe.
But you better do something because if she doesn't beat you up, I will.
You know, and that was kind of the thought I had during the break was, you know, we got engaged back in May, and when you go from being just girlfriend, boyfriend, it feels like it changes for some reason to now you're engaged, and then, well, the next Valentine's Day we'll be married. But it's almost like girlfriend, boyfriend, you do more of just the novelty gifts, but in your thoughts, what do you do as the relationship grows, you know, into more?
I think the experience has changed, definitely. I've actually done some research on dating and married couples, and dating and married are completely different. Dating couples tend to touch more, they tend to kiss more, they tend to say that they love them more. The novelty gifts are absolutely correct. They tend to do more of those things. When you get married and you have a longer, long-term relationship, those gifts tend to change. They tend to be more meaningful. They tend to be a little bit more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. They tend to be more thoughtful.
So that seems like, okay, so I got a few ideas that maybe I'm going to toss around. But at the same time, I'm thinking, well, she's going to be here on Friday anyway. So did I just wait until Friday?
No,
or
you don't. Just do something for her on Valentine's Day and then maybe do something for her on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I just have to say I'm glad that I'm a girl, even though that I could be heartbroken on Valentine's Day. At least I don't have to worry about making somebody very angry. So
What's been the best Valentine's Day you've ever heard of, Nerissa?
Oh my goodness, there's tons of stories. I have a few students that, because I teach on campus, and so I've had, you know, a few proposals in my class. So for instance, one of the students came to class. I will tell you this, he was in my other class, and his girlfriend was in the current class, and I invited him to class, and I said, why don't you give a speech on your topic? So he was like, okay, I'll do it, and he came to class, and she was like, what is he doing here? She just couldn't believe it. So anyways, he's giving his speech, and then he's like, I forgot something, and he's going through his backpack, and you could tell she's completely embarrassed. She's putting her head down, and her hands are covering her eyes. And anyways, he's looking through the backpack, and then he's like, I forgot something. I have to tell her that I need to propose to her. And he proposed right in front of
adorable.
200 students. So,
well, thank you so much for being with us today, Nerissa. This was a great interview, and it's always fun talking about love. Sometimes. We'll be back.
You could earn a master's degree in 1 year with the College of Media and Communication at Texas Tech University. Our 30-hour graduate program prepares you for exciting careers in areas like advertising, electronic media, journalism, media strategies, public relations, and sports media. Courses are available in the afternoons and evening, allowing you to build a schedule that fits your needs. For additional information, including how to apply, visit ttugrad.org.
Good morning. Currently starting the day with temperatures in the mid-20s. Pretty cold out there, and winds are making it feel even colder. So make sure you bundle up as you head out the door. Thankfully, it is a dry morning out there. No snow or rain this morning. And this afternoon will be dry as well, as temperatures warm pretty quickly into the mid and upper 50s. Should be around the 50-degree mark at lunchtime and approaching the upper 50s between 3 and 5 p.m. So a pretty comfortable day out there, though still may need a sweater. Could have colder conditions later this week and into the early part of this weekend. But for now, I'm Cutter Martin with your KTXT weather. Now back to Good Morning Texas Tech.
I'm sad alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up into Lump's pajamas. She totally confused.
Welcome back to Good Morning Texas Tech. Josh Cook alongside Julie Fisher, Marissa Trevino, Kira Powell across the way in the news booth, and then Derek Ginter pushing all the buttons to make us sound beautiful on this pre-Valentine's Day show, I guess. You know, it's almost like the pre-game show to a game, you know, where getting you ready for Valentine's Day.
It's the most, love is the most important game.
It could go
unless
either
you're single.
Way.
This is what I was thinking when she was telling us about that student who proposed. Proposing in a public way like that is very, very dangerous, because I can already tell you that there's something inside me, if my future husband does that, I just might say no because of the pressure.
Kira,
that's really scary.
That
I don't like
right
that.
Right there is why you're probably single right now.
What that is rude.
Scared men so badly.
What I will say,
scared them. That scares me. Don't do that.
If you love somebody, you're gonna know.
Now you want to talk about nervousness? I'll indulge the story of how I proposed to my fiance. It was the night before she graduated, and her parents and grandparents were all in town. And, you know, I had a feeling that she was going to say yes, but at the same time on that day, you're kind of going, what if she says no? And you're sitting there on one knee, and you're, like, completely embarrassed.
It's so adorable.
So we went to – she graduated with honors from Texas Tech, so there's an honors banquet the night before they graduate where they get the little medallion. And I'm sitting there all dressed up, and I have the ring in my pocket. I'm literally shaking. I'm shaking so bad I'm sweating, because we're going to go out to Will Rogers after that, and that's where I'm going to propose to her. Her mom knew, but no one else knew. So we get out there, and the lights are out at Will Rogers. The lights are off out at Will Rogers, and I'm upset because that's where I wanted to propose to her. And she's like, why are we even out here? We wanted to take pictures. And that's the story to get her out there, was we were going to take pictures. She's like, it's dark. Makes no sense. We can take them tomorrow. And I'm sitting there, I'm getting angry because I'm like, no. We have to do it now, because I'd prep myself up for this. So we walk up to the seal where it's definitely lit, because the seal's always lit. And we take pictures. She takes pictures with her dad and her mom and her grandparents. Takes a picture with me. And then her mom looks at me, and I'm kind of standing there. And her mom goes, okay, it's your turn now. And Brittany just looks, and she looks at me and goes, well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And that's when I turned and I reached in my jacket pocket and dropped one knee. And I had this whole speech prepared. And the only thing I could get out of my mouth was, will you marry me? That's the only words I could get out of my mouth.
That's nice, Josh.
And
I
so
like that.
It paid off. It was well worth it. And, you know, I made the decision like 2 days before that I was actually going to finally propose to her. It was actually weird. I figured out that I was going to do that in the grocery store, which is what was odd, but... Yes.
Derek has a story.
Oh boy.
Can y'all hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. My wife proposed to me.
What a hoss. Is it because you're a wuss, DG?
That's exactly why.
DG, like all good producers, is bad with people and emotions, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
how did she propose?
She proposed to me over at the Texas Tech Museum. It was on a hot summer's day. In fact, we're thinking of having a plaque put on the tree where she did this. They haven't cut the tree down yet, so it's still there. But it's just off the northeast corner of the planetarium is a nice little tree. We were in the shade, and she proposed. She dropped to the knee and everything, had the ring. So I had to pick the date. And so I picked 9/9 of 99.
You're so,
so I can remember that.
You're so ornery.
So September 9th, 1999 was our big day.
At least it wasn't awesome. 666.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, what do y'all think of that? Would you ever propose to someone?
No.
I feel like I almost would, though. I feel like I would be so impatient. I'm not going to wait for you to make your decision. If I'm ready, I'm going to just do it.
My mom would kill me. That's the southern side of, like, no, you don't do that.
After me taking the lead in most relationships that I've had, I'm at the point now where if you want to be with me, you have to decide to be with me because I am not doing anything else. I love you, and I'll let you know that I love you. But you're going to have to take the initiative because I've taken the initiative the rest of my life.
See, I just wear the pants in the relationship, and I feel like any boy that's ever with me is just like, I'm sorry, always, because I'm always like, what?
No, see, I can't handle – that sounds to me like you're dating kind of wussy guys, and I can't handle that. That makes me sad.
Which
I don't want somebody
probably
doesn't
why
challenge
I'm single
you.
Now.
Well,
my guy right now isn't wussy.
Yes, he is.
He climbs telephone poles, and that's brave. I wouldn't be able to do that.
He asked me. Mabel.
He kept asking me on dates even when I turned him down, and I've never had somebody do that before.
He also thought y'all were engaged before he proposed.
Who?
Taryn.
We're not engaged.
No, I know that you told us that story of how y'all were talking about marriage, and then he was like, "So are we engaged now?"
Oh yeah. No, we're not. You have to get me a ring if we're going to be engaged.
That's exactly. Really strange. I don't understand that. No, we don't have a conversation, and then like a genie, three wishes, blink, done.
I need a ring on this finger before we're engaged.
That's what
Thank
I said.
You.
Bring me a ring, and we'll talk about it.
Wow, but that's really touching.
I agree with Kiara talking about proposing in a public place. I don't care where I'm proposed to, but really and truly, I would like it to be after I've worked a 13-hour day and I want to die, and I go home to lay and cry into my pillow, and I walk in, instead there's a ring waiting for me. That would be awesome.
The sweetest proposal that I truly have ever heard came from one of my teachers. He was talking about it in class one day, and his wife now was saying that she didn't think he was going to have time to ever get married, and she was griping and complaining, and that was the day he was planning on proposing. They were in the car, and she starts this rant, and he takes her out, and he's going to take some pictures, and he tells her to look through the camera at some of the pictures he had taken from earlier that day. And so she starts, and he had taken pictures of the ring that he had bought her, and you know, everything started to make sense until she started seeing pictures of the ring, and she's like, what is this? And then he pulled it out and was like,
oh,
marry me.
So sweet. My dad proposed to my mom. My mom was really sick on the day that he decided to propose to her, and so she had drank a lot of cough medicine.
I thought you said she drank a lot.
No. He was driving her around town, and he had this whole plan that fell through, and he proposed to my mom basically when she was drunk off of cough medicine. That's how my
How lovely.
Explains so much about
my parents
me and my
eloped.
Life.
So oh. They just, hey, it was a dare. Their marriage was a dare.
That's the way to do it. Before you have any second thoughts, let's just get it done.
So tell us about your parents. Sorry, Josh. Oh. I think we're out of time.
No, we still got time.
All right.
If we want to hear one more story, my sister didn't even get proposed to. My dad ruined the proposal because he was so excited and was like, has he told you anything yet? And she was like, what?
Oh.
And he was like, Brian, he asked you something, right? And she was like, no.
Wow.
I would be so mad at my daddy. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we always appreciate you listening. Let us know what you think on the Raider 881 Facebook, Twitter. Have a good day.
One hour of news and analysis of the big global stories of the day.
Our top story takes us to Iran.
We go first to the U.S. state of Colorado in the first...
This is News Hour with Owen Bennett-Jones, and coming up in...
News Hour's Lise Doucette sent this report from the...
We'll be finding out what this means for people in the Arab world's most populous...
One hour of your day, and one of the most informative. News Hour, daily from the BBC.
The BBC World Service, weekday mornings from 5 to 9, here on the Raider 88.1.
Tune in for Flashback Fridays here on the Raider 88.1.
All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way.
Handpicked songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
So don't delay.
Playing our generation's version of the oldies but goodies every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock.
The
first annual Texas Tech Abathon is coming up February 22nd and 23rd, hosted by the College of Media and Communication and the Whitaker College of Engineering. The first annual Texas Tech Abathon will challenge students to create the perfect app for the popular on-campus game, Humans vs. Zombies. Visit ttuapathon.com to register now.
With studios located in the Media and Communication Building on the Texas Tech University campus, this is the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM Lubbock. For questions and comments, email raider881@gmail.com. That is RAIDER881@gmail.com.